Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about the feast in the last few weeks, and some of you were at Faith Camp when we entered into the feast, but not everybody. And it's important that we all, as a body, as a church, enter into the feast together, and that there is real unity amongst us all because we're all sharing in the same revelation of God, who He is, and all He has done for us. That evening at Faith Camp really marked a new point. It was a new spiritual release for Kingdom Faith. And I know Pastor Clive last week was talking to you about crossing the line and being set free from anything and everything that has been hindering and restricting in the past. In the feast, there is tremendous freedom. And the feast is, of course, the feast of the kingdom. And it's God's purpose and intention that we should all enjoy the fullness of that feast. Amen. It's not enough just to know that we have the blessings of the feast, but God wants us to be living in them continually. And so even what we do this morning, we need to carry on in our lives in the coming weeks and months. Since Faith Camp, I've been to Germany, France, Italy, and there is absolutely no doubt that there is a new release of God and of His anointing on all we're doing in Kingdom Faith. We are living in His favor in a very, very special and particular way. God is pleased. When you're living in His favor, it's a sign that God is pleased. He's pleased with what is happening. He's pleased with what He's being allowed to do among His people. And He's always told us throughout the history of Kingdom Faith, and even in these last years when we've had some financial challenges, that when the spiritual release comes, then the financial release comes. And release comes in all kinds of other ways too. And you heard the good news last week of the financial release that has come into the affairs of Kingdom Faith. And we just praise God for that and for all His goodness, for all the evidence of His grace, of His favor, of His love, of His blessings upon us. And of course, God supplies that because He is behind all that is happening here and all that He has promised and intends to do in the future. And so entering the feast is the essential part of that. And the feast is for all of His children. One of the scriptures that we used at Faith Camp was that of the prodigal son. There's no time to go into it in depth now because we want to spend the time actually entering the feast. But you remember the prodigal son laid claim to his inheritance, but he wasted it. He didn't live in the goodness of the inheritance that he'd been given. But even though he was a son who wasted that inheritance, when he repented and returned to the Father immediately embraced him, forgave him, put the best robe on him, that's the robe of righteousness, because you can't enter the feast without the robe of righteousness. And that's the robe that God gives us through His mercy, through His forgiveness. And he had a ring put on his finger, which was the sign of belonging, belonging to the Father, belonging to the family, belonging to the feast. And he had shoes put on his feet so that now he could once again walk in the truth. And the feast is all about the truth, as we shall see. Sadly, the older brother would not enter the feast. And he wouldn't enter the feast for a number of reasons. One, he didn't really believe in the love and the goodness of his father. The younger son had believed that if he asked for his inheritance, it would be given him. But the older son hadn't even asked for a goat to have a feast with his friends. And he was complaining that he'd not received even a goat, but then he'd never even asked for a goat. He'd never entered into the inheritance that was his. And he couldn't do that because, unlike the father, he wasn't merciful towards his brother. He didn't forgive his brother. He judged his brother. He condemned his brother. He spoke against his brother. And those people that criticize and speak against and condemn and judge other believers cannot enter in and enjoy the feast, which is why it was so important to be set free from every negative thing that was afflicting you last week. Because the entrance into the feast is through the blood of Jesus. And that blood has cleansed us from all those negative things. And you remember the father came out of the feast to talk to his elder son. And he said, "Son, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours." This was the tragedy as far as God was concerned, that everything he had belonged to this older son, but he couldn't enter into the feast because of his judgment and criticism and unforgiveness towards his brother. So that just shows you how serious it is to God if Christians take offense and judge and condemn and speak against one another. We are going to be those who are not only going to enter into the feast, we're going to live in the feast. Yeah. I said we're going to live in the feast and we're going to enjoy the feast. Now, the feast is not a snack. The feast is a feast. And we're going to have one course after another. It's not even a three-course meal. This is about a 50-course meal. And it's just one truth after another that's going to impact our lives. However, you have to enter in. I can't enter in for you. I can show you how to enter in, but you have to do the work. You have to do the entering in. And because it's a feast, we're excited. I mean, it's exciting to go to a feast. If somebody just offers you a snack, well, there's nothing too exciting about that. You might enjoy it. But this is not a snack. This is a feast. It's like, you know, the prelude to the wedding feast of the Lamb that we'll enjoy for all eternity. But God, this is the feast of which Jesus spoke that we're to enter into now while we're here on earth, that his kingdom is present amongst us, so that his will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're all going to participate. So you have to do the stuff. I mean, you really have to do the stuff. Now, what is going to happen is up on the screen is going to come a series of truths. Some weeks before the camp, when I was really meeting with God and he was telling me all that he was going to do in this season, including give us the release that we've already begun to experience, he gave me this as a way of leading people into the feast. And it's been my privilege in these last weeks to lead a number of different groups of people. And it's always very powerful. It's always very releasing. But, you know, as I look around, I will need to see that everybody is really doing the business. And these truths are truths that God speaks to you. They're not just truths for me. They're truths for every believer. So he speaks this truth to you. Now, what you need to speak out is not the words on the screen, but your response to those words on the screen. That you are excited. I mean, the first one is that you are forgiven. You see, so well, let's have the first slate up. You see, the first one is you are forgiven. You are totally accepted in Jesus. You are mine. You are my beloved child. Four amazing truths. So you will stand up in a moment and you will openly declare. Everybody will speak aloud. Nobody's going to be listening to you at that point. That's what you are saying to Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm so excited that I am completely forgiven, that all my sins have been washed away by your blood. I thank you, Lord, that you have liberated me and set me free from all guilt. Something like that, you see. And then you'll go on to the next one. Thank you, Lord, that you have totally accepted me in Jesus, that I'm not rejected, I'm an accepted, that I am your child, that I belong to you. You say, you are mine. I'm so excited to belong to you. And if you don't look excited, then we have to keep doing it until you do look excited. Because when you look excited, then I know you've got it. You've got the revelation of it. And we'll find that these truths are too good to keep to ourselves. So after we've declared and thank God for them, we'll tell somebody else. You know, I'm completely forgiven. Now, you don't tell them about them. You tell them about you. And they'll tell themselves about you too. I'm completely forgiven. I am totally accepted. See? And you will have a smile on your face because you're excited. And because you believe it. Amen? Now, there's only about 50 of them to go. So in the time that's available, we've got to keep moving. Yes? So are you ready?
Yes.
Let's get to our feet then. Hallelujah. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you looking excited? Just look at your neighbor and make sure they're looking excited. Hallelujah. Okay, now start to respond to this. Yes, Lord, I'm so excited. I am completely forgiven. All my sins have been washed away. I'm free from guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I'm totally accepted in Jesus. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, you have totally accepted me in your beloved Son. Thank you that I am yours. I belong to you. I am your child. I'm your beloved child. Oh, Lord, it's so exciting to belong to you. Hallelujah. Now tell someone else. Just turn to someone else and tell them. And best be just as excited. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Let's have the next one. I am pleased because you have placed your faith in me, in my mercy, grace, and love. Do you realize you please God when you trust Him? You please God when you're merciful. You please God when you believe in His grace and His love. Hallelujah. He has chosen you to be His disciple. I think He could have chosen all those millions of people out there, but He chose you to be His disciple. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that exciting? You know, just as He chose Peter and Paul and James and John and Andrew and all that lot, He's chosen you. Hallelujah. Come on, thank Him. Thank Him. Be excited about it. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are pleased with me because I have placed my faith in you. I've placed my faith in your mercy. I've placed my faith in your grace and in your love. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you've called me to be your disciple. What a wonderful privilege. Lord, there couldn't be a greater privilege in the whole world than to be called to be your disciple. And I praise you and I bless you and I thank you. It is so wonderful. It is so exciting, Lord. Come on, it's so exciting. Tell someone else. Tell someone else. God is pleased with me because I put my faith in Him. Hallelujah. He's pleased with me because I'm merciful and gracious and loving. Hallelujah. He's pleased with me because He's called me to be His disciple. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, the noise level can go up because we're pleased. Hallelujah. Let's have the next one. I have appointed you to bear fruit for my glory. He didn't only choose you, He appointed you, yes? And if He appoints you to bear fruit, what are you going to bear? Fruit. Hallelujah. I have sanctified you, made you holy in Christ Jesus, and called you to be holy. It's not that you're unholy and ought to be holy. He has made you holy so you can live in holiness. I have sanctified you in Christ Jesus and called you to be holy, one who is set apart for me and my purposes. Come on, thank Him. Oh, it's so exciting. Thank you. You have appointed me, Lord. It wasn't some man that appointed me, but you appointed me to go and bear fruit for your glory. Oh, that's so exciting. And Lord, I thank you that you sanctified me in Christ Jesus. You made me holy. I could never make myself holy. I could never be holy in myself. But I thank you that Christ is my holiness. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you enable me to be holy. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, that you have set me apart for yourself and for your purposes. Oh, it's so exciting, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, tell someone else now. Tell someone else. Don't go to the same person every time. Move around. Go to someone else. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next, now you are one with me. You are one with God. There's nothing that separates you. You live in Him and He lives in you. That's exciting. Amen. You have been crucified with Christ. He put you, that old person, that old failure, to death. Hallelujah. You are raised to new life in Christ and now live in the one who is seated in heavenly places. Why does He see you seated in heavenly places? Because you're living in the one who is seated in heavenly places. Isn't that exciting? Hallelujah. Your life is now consecrated to me forever. Do you realize when Jesus returned to heaven, there He consecrated you? You don't have to consecrate yourself. He has already consecrated you. Praise God. Come on, thank Him. This is exciting. Thank you, Lord. I am now one with you. Oh, through your mercy, through your grace, I'm one with you. Nothing separates us. I live in you and you live in me. Lord, this is amazing. This is so exciting. Oh, thank you, Lord. I have been crucified with Christ. That old sinful failure has been put to death. Now I have been raised with Christ. I can share in His risen life. Thank you, Lord. I am seated with Him in heavenly places. And I praise you and I worship you. I glorify you. I thank you. It is so wonderful. And thank you, Lord, that because I'm seated in heavenly places, you have consecrated me to yourself forever. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so exciting. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone different now. Don't go to the same person. Tell someone different. Move around a bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Consecrated to Him forever. Hallelujah. Next, you have eternal life. I have placed my... You have eternal life. I mean, that makes you eternal. Isn't that exciting? You will never die. Jesus says, if you believe in Him, you will never die. Your body might die, but you will never die. Isn't that good news? Praise God. He has placed His Spirit within you, and His Spirit is the eternal Spirit. Amen. Isn't it exciting that God lives in you by His Spirit? And then Jesus says, I have given you the glory the Father gave me. Why? Because you belong in heavenly places. Praise God. Come on, let's thank Him. It's so exciting. Thank you, Lord, that I have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, that you have placed your Spirit upon me and you have placed your Spirit within me, in order that I might live according to that wonderful life. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you that you have given me the glory. You have given me the glory. You put your glory within me. The glory that the Father gave you. Oh, Lord, it's so exciting. It's so amazing. It's so glorious. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone different. Oh, Lord, it's so wonderful. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? You know, the scripture says of Jesus, I do everything well. He does everything well. God says, I do everything well. So what I have done for you and in you and through you is good. Everything God has ever done for you is good. He's never done anything that isn't good. Isn't that good? You know, the enemy and other people, they might want to do you harm, but God always does you good. Amen. Oh, I do everything well. So what I've done for you, in you, and through you is good. In love, I gave my life for you, so that now in love, you can lay down your life for others. That's just as exciting. Because that's what glorifies him. That's the fruit that we bear, that we live for others and not ourselves. So let's thank him. Come on. Oh, thank you, Lord. You do everything well in my life. I can give thanks in all circumstances. Because you do everything well in my life. Everything you've done for me is good. Everything you've done in me is good. Everything you've done through me is good. And I praise you. And I bless you. And I thank you, Lord. It's so exciting. Oh, it's so exciting to live in your goodness. Thank you that you gave your life for me in order that I might live in this glorious revelation of who you are. And thank you, Lord, that now I can lay down my life for others. I can live to please you by living to love others. And I give you the glory. I give you the honor and the praise. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. It's too exciting just to keep to yourself. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I did not come to be served, but to serve, says Jesus, and to give my life for a ransom for others. So you are called to serve and give your life for others. Isn't that exciting? I mean, who wants to live a selfish life when you can live for others and go to heaven? Amen? Come on, let's thank the Lord. Oh, Lord, it's so exciting. Thank you that you gave your life for me. And thank you that as you gave your life for me, so I can live for others. Oh, in order that they might know you and love you and serve you. That they may receive all the blessings that I've received. All the blessings of your feast. Praise your holy name. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. God gave his life for me. Come on, tell them. God gave his life for me, and now I can live for others in order to serve them. Tell someone. Tell someone. Speak it out. Declare it. Speak it over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to keep moving. Right. I have imparted my love to you to enable you to love with my love. I have given you my power. What does Jesus say? You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You know you have that power. Amen? You have that love. You have that power. And he's given you his eternal word. What a combination. His word is spirit and life. Yes? His spirit is power. And he has poured into your heart the same love that was poured into the heart of Jesus. Come on. That's exciting. Give him thanks. Oh, Lord, I'm so excited. I'm so excited that I've received your love. I'm so excited, Lord, that you have given me your power. Your power can be in work in me. Your power can be at work through me. Your power can work through me to touch the lives of other people. It's so exciting, Lord. Thank you that you've given me your eternal word, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. Thank you that you are faithful and true to your word. Thank you that you honor every promise that you have given in your word. I praise you, Lord. I bless you. It's so exciting, Lord. It's so exciting. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Oh, come on, tell someone else. Pura tapari elenam.
Oh, God has given me His love. He's imparted that love to enable me to love others. He's given me His power. I have His eternal word. And His word will never fail me. His promises will never fail me. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next, you have the truth that enables you to live in freedom. Oh, Jesus said, if you continue in My word, you'll be My disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. You have the truth that enables you to live in freedom. You can feed on Me, the bread of life. We feed on the bread of life in His word. We're going to have communion later, and we feed on Him in another way then, as we'll see when we come to that. But come on, let's give Him thanks. It's so exciting. So exciting that His truth has set us free. It is for freedom. Christ has set us free, and we are called to be free, to live in the glorious freedom of the sons of God. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I can feed on You, the bread of life. Every day of my life, I can feed on You. Every day I can receive from You. Every day You impart more of Your life to me. And I praise You and I bless You. It's so exciting, Lord, that I can never come to the end of Your giving. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Oh, hallelujah. I live in the truth that has set me free. I live in the freedom of the gospel. Hallelujah. I feed on Jesus, the bread of life. He is my spiritual food. Pura la bazataya. Oh, hallelujah. Now, Jesus says that your food is to put His word into action. It's not just to believe His word, but to do His word. That's your food. That was the food for Him. He said, my food is to do the will of the Father, of the one who sent Me. And it's the same for you. Your food is to put My word into action, to do the work My Father gives you to do. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, isn't it amazing? God, who created the universe, has a particular work for you to do. Isn't that exciting? I mean, don't you think that's exciting? That you serve the King of Kings? He's got a particular work for you to do? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and look, to finish the work that He has appointed for you. You know, there are so many Christians who begin, but they don't end. They give up. Somehow, they allow the enemy to take them out. And they just don't finish the work that they've begun. But that's not going to be true of you, is it? You're going to finish the work. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's thank Him, because that's exciting. Oh, yes, thank You, Lord, that my food is to put Your word into action, to do the work that Your Father gives me to do. Hallelujah. And I'm going to finish the work, and You're going to give me all the grace, all the anointing, all the empowering that I need to finish the work that You have appointed for me. Oh, I give You glory, Lord. I give You honor and praise. Hallelujah. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, thank You. Come on, tell someone else. Tell them You're going to finish the work. You're not going to give up. You're not a quitter. You're not a quitter. You're going to persevere to the very end. By the grace of God, You're going to finish the work that He has appointed for you. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you can do nothing without Me, you can trust Me at all times, because I am always with you. It has pleased Me to give you My life so you can impart this life to others in My name. Too good to keep to yourself. Why don't you thank Jesus that apart from Him you can do nothing? But you're not apart from Him, because He is with you always. Come on, thank Him. Give Him the glory. It's exciting. It's really exciting. praise you, Jesus. Oh, are you looking excited still? I want to make sure you're all looking excited still. Don't give up. Don't quit. Oh, parasitare. Come on, tell someone else. Oh, I can do nothing without him, but he's always with me. So I can do everything with him, and he will do everything with me. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, he's imparted his life to me so that I can impart his life to others. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Jesus said that he didn't come to please himself, but to please the Father. So now, you are able to live to please him. Amen? Isn't that why you're on earth? You're not on earth to please yourself, you're on earth to please him. Isn't that right? I mean, so many people out there in the world live for themselves, but you live for him. That's the secret of a great life. To live for him and not yourself. So praise God that you do not live to please yourself, but to please the Father. So you are able to please Jesus. You please the Father, you please Jesus. You please Jesus, you please the Father. I have made you a branch of the true vine. Isn't that amazing? A member of his body here on earth. You know, we often say these things so lightly, so casually. But just think of what it means. A branch of Jesus, his life flowing through you to bear the fruit. A member of his body here on earth. No wonder he says that he wants the body to be one, and to be united, to be working together. Because a disjointed body is a sick body, isn't it? No, the unity is what blesses him. So come on, let's thank him, shall we? Thank you, Lord. I don't live to please myself. I live to please you, Lord. Thank you that as a branch of the vine, I can live in you, I can abide in you, I can remain in you. And your life will remain in me in order to enable me to live to please you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I praise you. It's so exciting. So exciting, Lord, that I don't have to do it. It's your work in me. It's your work through me. It's what you do. Praise your holy name. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now, tell someone else. Move around a bit. Move around a bit. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you see anybody sitting down, go to them and speak to them. Don't leave them out of things. That's right. Hallelujah. I have baptized you with my Holy Spirit. Now, most of us here have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you haven't been, then say, Lord, baptize me with your Holy Spirit now, this morning. I have baptized you with my Holy Spirit and anointed you to enable you to fulfill all that I ask of you. Hallelujah. Come on, thank the Lord. That's exciting. Oh, thank you, Lord. You have baptized me in your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you have enabled me. Oh, ratapare eleto bakalasidama. Oh, to do all that you ask of me. Not in my own power, not in my own weakness, but in the power of your Spirit. And I give you glory, I give you honor and praise. Come on, tell someone else. I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. God has empowered me to do everything he asks of me. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I remained in my Father's love by obeying His commands. I'm sorry I have to hurry you along, but you know, this is not sort of social time. This is just confessing the truth time. You can have the social time afterwards, right? I remained in my Father's love by obeying His commands, and you will remain in my love by obeying His commands. See, this is what Jesus says. It's not just, you know, some sort of lovey-dovey thing, this Christian business. It's doing what He says and remaining in that unity of love with Him. So isn't that exciting? Because His Holy Spirit enables you to do that. Come on, thank Him then. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I remain in the Father's love. I remain in the love of Jesus. I remain in the love of God as I obey His commands through His Spirit, by His grace working in me. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Tell them you're an obedient believer. Speak the truth over your life. I'm an obedient believer. Tell someone else. I'm going to obey His commands and remain in His love. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, we're making good progress. Let's move on to the next one. My desire is to heal you and deliver you from all the oppression of the devil. For this is the victory I have won for you on the cross. That's exciting! Come on, let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your desire is to heal me. Your desire is to set me free from all oppression, to give me victory over all the power of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah! Come on, it's so exciting. Tell someone else. It's so exciting. Tell all, God's desire is to heal me. God's desire is to set me free from all oppression. God's desire is that I will live in the victory that He has won on the cross. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is your righteousness. You don't have to try to create a righteousness of your own. He is your righteousness. He is your holiness. That's what makes you acceptable to God. You're accepted in the Beloved because He is your righteousness. He is your holiness. He is your redemption, your completion. Hallelujah. He is the yes and the amen to all the promises God has given you in His Word, by His Spirit. Come on, that's exciting. Hallelujah. Korata parazata pai. Come on, give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, that You are my righteousness. You are my holiness. You are my redemption. Thank You that You are the yes and the amen to all the promises of Your Word. Not just to some of them, but to all of them. You say yes. You say amen. It shall be so. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank You, Lord. Come and tell someone else. This is too good to keep to yourself. Tell someone else. Tell someone else. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it good news? It's all good news. It's all good news. Now the Scripture says, you know the grace of God, that though He was rich, yet He became poor, so through His poverty you might be made rich. So God says to you, I shared the poverty of your humanity, that now you might share the riches of my divinity. Hey, not in the future when you go to heaven, but now. 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 So come on, give thanks to God, because it's exciting. It's so exciting. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh Lord, I'm so excited that you shared the poverty of my humanity in order that now I might share in all the riches of your heavenly glory, all the riches of your divinity. Everything you are is mine, because everything I am is yours. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Oh, you're not some poor, poor person. You are rich. He has made you rich. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I am now reigning far above every other ruler, authority, power, and dominion. That's what the scripture says about Jesus. Because you live in me, you share in that reign. So what does that mean? You have authority over all those rulers, authorities, powers, and dominions that are against him. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, thank the Lord, because that's exciting. Yes, 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 yes. It's so exciting. It's so exciting, Lord. Thank you that you have given me authority over all the power of the evil one, and nothing will harm me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell someone else, you have that victory, you have that authority, and you're going to use that authority, you're going to use that power. You're not going to allow the enemy to have victory over you, you're going to have victory over the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we're getting on well. We're getting nearer at the end now. Because of my obedience, the Father has exalted me to the highest place. See, it was because of his obedience that Jesus went to the third heaven. Are you going for number one, two, or three? Three. We're all going for the third heaven, aren't we? That's the place where you reign with him. So, because of my obedience, the Father has exalted me to the highest place. Through your obedience, he will exalt you to reign with me eternally. You'll have a crown of life. You'll have your throne there in the third heaven. Isn't that what you're after? Come on then, thank the Lord, because that's an exciting prospect. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your desire is for me to reign eternally with you. Your reign is to... that as I humble myself to you now, so you will exalt me, so you will lift me up, that you will lift me up to the highest place. If I am ready to humble myself wholeheartedly, to serve you, to love you, to actually fulfill the will and purpose that you have for my life. Lord, it's so exciting. It's so exciting that there will be such a great heavenly reward. And I praise you and I bless you and I thank. Come on, tell someone else, I'm going for the best. I'm going for the highest. I want to reign with Jesus eternally. Yes, 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 yes. I'm not going to be saved only as through fire. I'm going to reign with him eternally through his grace. Oh, hallelujah. How will that be? Well, it's very simple. I allowed the Father to have the glory in my life, says Jesus. So now you allow me to have the glory in your life, to be supreme in every area of your life. Remember what the Word of God says? That Christ is to have the supremacy in all things in your life. So hallelujah. Come on, let's thank the Lord, because this is exciting. I'm going to let the Lord have the glory in my life, just as the Father had the glory in the life of Jesus. I want him to be supreme in every area of my life. I want him to be exalted. I want him to be glorified. I want him to have his way in every area of my life. I praise you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I exalt you. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone else. Don't run out of steam now. We haven't got much more to go. But keep that. Perseverance there. Hallelujah. Are you still excited? Sound excited? Because I have sat down in triumph, so you are now led in my triumphant procession. Hallelujah. Come on, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have already won the victory, that you say that you are leading me in your triumphant procession in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that I am in that victory procession. I don't have to fear failure and defeat, but I live in your victory. You give me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, are you excited about this? Come on, that's exciting, isn't it? Tell somebody else, I'm living in the victory of Jesus. I'm in his triumphant procession. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, we've nearly finished here, but we've got some great ones to finish with. Are you ready? I was anointed with the oil of joy. It says that the anointing of the oil of joy raised Jesus above his companions. So he says, I was anointed with the oil of joy, and I have given you that same anointing, so you can rejoice in me always and be thankful for all I have done for you. Come on. You can. That's exciting. Come on, give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, speak out that. Speak out. Speak it out. Speak it out. Don't just stand there dumb. Speak it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It only works if you speak it out. It doesn't work if you just sit there and think. It only works if you speak it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You have anointed me with the oil of joy. You've given me that same anointing so I can rejoice in you always. I can give thanks in all circumstances because this is your will for me in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's exciting. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Don't let anybody sit down and sit out. Tell someone who's sitting down. Come on. Bring them in. Bring them in. Gather them in. This is truth for everybody. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, here's an important one. I am able to enable you to overcome temptation because I myself overcame all temptation. Is that good or is that good? Hello? Anybody want to overcome temptation? Well, he enables that. Now you keep your eyes fixed on me as I reign over you, in you, and through you. Come on, thank the Lord, because that's very exciting. Come on, I'm having to do all your work for you. My voice is strained. You don't sound excited enough. Come on, this is exciting. This is exciting. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oof. Come on, I'm having to do the work here, and I've got to do this all again in the second service, so I should be so excited I'll hardly be able to drive home by the end of it. Despite your human weakness, my grace is always sufficient for you, and my power will be made perfect in your weakness. Your weakness doesn't matter! Come on, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, that your grace is always sufficient for me. So my weakness doesn't matter. That when I am weak, then I am strong. Come on, tell someone else. My weakness doesn't matter. His grace is always sufficient for me. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Right, now we've only got a couple more. I know you'll be disappointed when we finish, but all good things must come to an end. Unless they're eternal, in which case they never come to an end. I continually intercede for you in my heavenly glory. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? God, Jesus continually intercedes for you. Isn't that wonderful? That stands between the judgment that you deserve. See, you never have that judgment that you deserve. You have grace instead. Because the blood of Jesus constantly intercedes for you. Hallelujah. I always speak in your defense. You know, it doesn't matter what the devil accuses you of. It doesn't matter what other people accuse you of. Jesus speaks in your defense. This is why you don't have to try to defend yourself. People say all kinds of things about me, and I know they're not true. But I don't bother to tell people they're not true. I just say, well, Lord, you will speak in my defense. You always justify the truth. Amen. So you just don't believe the rubbish. You just keep hold of the truth, don't you? So come on, let's thank the Lord that He continually intercedes for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you always speak in my defense. Oh, Lord, thank you that all accusation comes from the devil, that you never accuse, you defend. It's the devil who accuses, and you are my defense. Hallelujah. That's exciting. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right, here's the last one. Because I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, you can always trust me and know that I will never fail you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, thank Him. Thank Him. Lord, I thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I thank you that you are always with me. Thank you that you will never fail me. Thank you that you always undertake for me. Oh, I praise you. I bless you. I thank you. It's so wonderful. I'm so excited at your faithfulness, oh God. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, tell someone else. Tell someone else. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, 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 yes. Come on, let's give the Lord a great shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.